This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In conclusion, I want us to just give you a little something that you can take with you, inshallah, that bi'idhnillah, as we said, we want all these lectures to be something that's effective, something that actually has an effect in your lives, and it has an effect when you start asking yourself the question, how can I use this? How can I use this for my own life? And so one of the things that you have to realize, and I'll give you this analogy, was once a doctor, and the doctor was standing, you know, he'd come out of his hospital, and there's like a river that's nearby, and so on, and he sees someone going down the river, and they're drowning. And so the doctor, he says, I'm a doctor, I can save you. He jumps in the water, pulls the guy out, and he's like doing mouth-to-mouth, CPR, all of the deal. And the guy's like, okay. And as he's saving this person, someone's coming down the stream. Doctor's like, I can save you, I can save you. He jumps in the stream, pulls the person out, brings out CPR, doing it, and you know, he's saving him. The person's like, cough out. They come back. And then someone else is coming down the stream. And he's like, I can save you, I can save you. He jumps in the water, pulls him out, does mouth-to-mouth CPR, right? Are you guys getting what's happening here? Then he sees two people coming down the stream. He's like, I don't know if I can save two people. But he tries, it's difficulty saving them, and then it just hits him that this isn't the problem. These people who are going down the stream. The problem is, who's throwing them in the water? What is the cause? That's what the problem is. And so he's a smart doctor. Alhamdulillah, any doctors here? No doctors. Okay, a lot of doctors are smart. We know this, right? That's why they get paid more than most of us. He goes down the stream and he finds a madman grabbing people and throwing them into the water. So he does like a citizen's arrest or something like that, throws him down, and the solution is solved. And so when you're reflecting on the state of the ummah, and you see Muslims and countries and situations where they're streaming down the river, ask yourself, what mad thing is doing this? I don't even want to see it's a madman. It might be a madman. But Allah, I don't know where that madman is. There's multiple madmen. Sometimes you just blame some madman. There's multiple madmen. It's always men. It's not women that are mad. It's just men. And so you look at the cause. And once you start focusing on the causes of things and solving it from the cause, you don't have problems in your life. Anytime you live your life at focusing on the effect, you will never be able to solve it. You'll never be able to solve the solution by living your life trying to save those bodies coming down the river. You've got to find out what's causing it. And that's where you need to work on in life. And so working that in your own life. Some people say, oh, it's the big corporations, the Walmarts that are doing this to us. You know, it's this and that. But that's just the effect. What is the actual cause of the situation that we're in? And once you start going into your own life and saying that, what am I going to do? And how can I cause my future? How can I cause where I want to drive in life? Then happiness is yours. I just want to say one last thing too. One last thing. And that is the illusion of happiness. This is super fundamental, okay? This is so fundamental. Are you ready for this one? Right, this is like so fundamental that it's the number two conclusion. We have this belief that somewhere, somehow, there's a paradise on earth. That people have this notion that, or this belief, which messes them up. That at some point in life, they will make just enough money to forever be happy. Or they will eat just enough shawarma sandwiches that they will never hope for another shawarma sandwich. Or they will have just the right car that they will forever be happy after that car. Or they will just hear the sweetest thought, the sweetest words from their husband or wife, and they will feel love for the rest of their life. Wake up. Life is not like that. And I think even as I say it, you know that life's not like that. Life is toil. Life is toil. If you want to like just write that on a piece of paper or something like that, life is toil. This is a station, an abode of work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ, that indeed we created humanity in toil, in work. Just how you feel when you're, you know, digging something, that's what life is about. And once you understand it, then you might find the happiness that you're looking for. Because everybody in life is working. It's just that some are working smartly and some are working dumbly, if that's a word, right? Some people are working for the hereafter and some people are working for an elusive happiness in the life that they're never going to find. But everybody's working. Everybody's working. Find the person in the biggest mansion with all the success in that you would imagine that someone could have. Ask him, are you happy? He will say, no, I'm feeling a little down today. With the biggest, everything in life that you could possibly have, he's still in toil. Once we understand that life is toil, then we understand that if I'm going to be working, then let me work smartly. Let me work to secure Allah's love for me. So that when I die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me. And he says, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Jazakumullah khairan.